Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here with Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks, Roy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And we're doing a talk about the Island Ghost Ship.
That's correct. It was the HMS Eurydice, which sank in the 1800s, just off Dunnow's Point in Shanklin. And it's called the Island Ghost Ship because so many people claim to have seen the ship long after it was sunk and broken up by the Navy.
Wow. And Prince Edward saw it.
That's right. So Prince Edward was doing a documentary called Crown and Country. And when his crew were filming about HMS Eurydice, they believe that what they did was they caught it on film. Unfortunately, the film was destroyed, and all we're left with is one still. So it's who you believe, really.
And the Prime Minister was on the island at the time.
So when the ship sank in the 1800s, Sir Winston Churchill, he wasn't Sir Winston Churchill then, but a three-year-old Winston Churchill was on holiday in Ventnor, and he witnessed the original sinking of the Eurydice, so yeah.
And you got one of the wooden books of a ghost ship this evening.
That's right. So it was a fairly common practice that when a ship was sunk, if anything came ashore, then some people would take the scrap wood and would make artifacts out of it. And what I've brought with me is one of the artifacts that we have on show at the Shipwreck Museum in Arrowton, which is a very cleverly made book that has a special secret compartment in. And we use that as part of the magic show this evening.
You also do magic, table magic as well. You got cards, you got a rope, and you got a hat that you pulled a bunny out.
Yeah, that's a classic magician's trick, and it's one that I like doing close up because it's a tiny little hat, a tiny little magic wand, and a tiny little rabbit as well. Not a real rabbit, obviously, but yeah, it's sort of an entertainment part of some of the things that I do. And we sometimes do children magic shows up at the Shipwreck Centre as well. So yeah.
And what's your favourite bit of magic you like doing?
My favourite bit of magic, I suppose, is, I don't know, anything that people find entertaining. It's just the whole entertaining thing. So when I go to a table to do close-up magic, I'll always take at least six different tricks with me. And it differs for every time I go to a table. Some people really like the rope trick. Some people like card trick. Some people like coin trick. So yeah, anything that it's the thing that people find most entertaining, and that's what magic is all about. It's entertainment.
It is. That's awesome. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Absolute pleasure. Really nice to meet you, and hope to bump into you again soon.
And how can people contact you if they want to book you?
Just through the Shipwreck Centre is the best way of doing it. So I work for the Shipwreck Centre, and if people are interested in any of the talks that we do, we do a lot of work with school groups, you're more than welcome just to drop the Shipwreck Centre an email, and we'll get back to you and talk to you about anything you want to do with us at the Shipwreck Centre.
Thank you, Ian.
Absolute pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.